Chris Casella is the managing director of Science Alert. He's an ex-Microsoft programmer and a failed neuroscientist. Over the last 5 years, he's transformed Science Alert into the number one provider of science news on Facebook. With over 1 million fans worldwide, Science Alert's Facebook page is more popular than The Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine, and The Economist. Chris is a strong proponent of Facebook as a platform to inspire and engage young people around the world with science.
Yeah, actually, I started as a programmer. I worked as a programmer at Microsoft all during the 90s on a product there, SQL Server. So I kind of come from an IT background. But how I got into that was through a cognitive science undergraduate degree. And I kind of made a choice back then, you know, when I was studying, I could either go the wetware, which is like the neuroscience aspect, or I could go the software, artificial intelligence programming. Mm-hmm. And that's the direction I chose. So after working for 10 years at Microsoft and kind of being a little bit burnt out in programming, I asked myself, what would it have been like if I'd have gone down the wetware route, if I'd have gone down, become a neuroscientist? Mm-hmm. And so I left Seattle, Washington, came to Canberra to go to ANU to do a graduate diploma in neuroscience. And, you know, I did that and I loved it, but I also realized that that wasn't my future. So it was kind of a bucket list thing that I checked off. But realized, you know, what I still was very enthusiastic about science. And they had a science communications master. Yeah. Master's program at the Center of Public Awareness of Science here at ANU. So I signed up for that. And during that course, I realized, oh, wait, I can take my IT background, kind of blend it with the, you know, combine it with my love for science and science communication. Mm-hmm. And that's where Science Alert kind of evolved from.
Now, Science Alert has an amazing reach. It's got over 1 million people a month. What are people looking for when they hop onto Science Alert?
Yeah, you know, I don't actually, because we are putting it in their newsfeed, they're not really looking for anything.
Oh, they get everything.
What they are doing, though, is trusting us to provide them with a steady stream of interesting things that are happening in science research, particularly here in Australia, but we also share things that happen all over the world. So, you know, that's kind of what we're finding, is that people want to follow science just as they would want to follow a friend.
So how do you sift through and get that information to them? How do you know what's trustworthy and what's reliable?
Yeah, well, the website, the Science Alert, you know, started as a website and was a website for many years, 5+ years before the Facebook page. And that that website, we only aggregated the research outcomes coming from the research institutions in Australia and New Zealand. So we know, you know, that the ANU and, you know, and the University of Melbourne, we know they're all quality. You know, they're all peer reviewed. They've been put through all the filters of the media releases of the individual communications departments. So we know they're all trustworthy stories. And so it's easy for us. Now on Facebook, so we take those stories and put them on Facebook, but then we also share other reputable content, you know, things, you know, stories from the ABC Science website, for instance, which we know is also very credible. So, you know, we only put up information that's from credible sources.
Great. And this all stemmed from your original studies that you're doing as your Master's of Science Communication degree at ANU.
Yes. In fact, this was back in 2005 and 6 when I was doing it. You know, back then I was making these grandiose projections that someday in the future, more people would be getting their science information from the web than from the traditional media outlets, such as newspapers, magazines, and TV.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's definitely happened now. So, you know, it isn't so, you know, it's not so, you know, futuristic today. Now it's more pragmatic about just kind of finding those quality things to engage people on a regular basis now on Facebook.
Mm. So what have you got in plans for the future? I mean, is this the first step of a larger project?
Well, you know, with having such a large audience on Facebook, it does provide us a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're looking at things now. For instance, we have a podcast network that we are sharing some quality video podcasters, mm-hmm. and also some audio podcasters. So we're kind of going, how can we take the Science Alert brand and kind of, you know, expand it beyond just Facebook? And, you know, iTunes podcast network is one idea, one that we're playing with right now. And then we're also looking in the future of expanding into a YouTube channel where we use the YouTube channel as a place for us to curate and bring together all the quality science videos that are available out there.
Excellent. So what can we expect from you at Science Rewired?
Yeah, the Science Rewired is kind of the opportunity for me to get in front of people that are from the science communication field and share with them kind of the experience that we've gained by, you know, going to Facebook and kind of telling people about the path that we took. You know, I'm not going to be out there being a futurist telling people what the future holds. I don't know, but I can tell people and share with people what we experienced and what we're seeing on a day-to-day basis on Facebook.
Looking forward to it, Chris.
Great.
There we go. Kapow. Done.
There it is.
Wonderful.